Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day on the eve of a great holiday. We'll be talking about a couple of movies released for this occasion. Both of them very noteworthy. One of them directed by George Clooney, and it's about one of the most amazing Olympics upsets ever, which occurred in 1936 in Nazi-occupied Berlin. And Adolf Hitler was a witness to an American triumph. The name of the movie is Boys in the Boat, and it's without question, I think, the greatest film ever made about the art of crew, the sport of rowing. We will get to that, and we will also be reviewing a big new movie about a cyber attack and the potential end of the world, starring Julia Roberts, who's a victim of the attack, not the perpetrator, giving that away, but that's pretty obvious in the whole setup of the movie. She's also married to Ethan Hawke in the film, and Kevin Bacon is in the film, and double Oscar winner Mahershala Ali is in the film, which is called Leave the World Behind. Should you leave this movie behind or actually participate in it? We'll give you a full review coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We're also speaking to an array of astonishingly accomplished people, including the perhaps leading academic legal expert on the U.S. Constitution, Professor Akhil Reed Amar, who's a personal friend. He is has an endowed chair at Yale Law School. He will be speaking on Colorado and the 14th Amendment and Trump's eligibility to remain on the ballot for the presidency and what it means if he is struck from the ballot. And this is fascinating to me because, honest to goodness, I don't know what Akhil's position is on this yet, but we're going to be breaking some news when we talk to him on the Medved Show. We'll also be talking about a Gaza ceasefire, the ongoing threat of Iran, and the Colorado issue with Ambassador John Bolton, who is also a graduate of Yale Law School in addition to his foreign policy background. And Ambassador Bolton will be joining us, as will Chris Matthews. Yes, that Chris Matthews of MSNBC. And we'll be talking to people from PolitiFact, who have given one of the most coveted awards in American life. It is even an award that goes beyond the Golden Globes or the Critics' Choice Awards or Seattle Film Critics Awards, in which I cast votes, actually. But we'll be talking about the PolitiFact Liar of the Year. And to take away any tension at all, it's not Trump. It's not Trump. He doesn't win this year. Who does? You may be shocked, but we will get to that also on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. This is, one would like to believe, a season of joy and happiness and celebration. But there are a couple of stories that indicate that, well, that's really not on the agenda for most people. First of all, there's a story that is getting quite a bit of attention. There's an organization called Advanced Democracy, which is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that conducts public interest research. And it has identified significant violent rhetoric against the justices of the Colorado Supreme Court and Democrats. They found that some social media users posted justices' email addresses, phone numbers, and office building addresses. Some of the sample messages that they reported, this concerning the Colorado decision to keep Trump off the ballot in the state of Colorado. This ends when we kill these effers, a user wrote on a pro-Trump forum that was used by several convicted January 6th rioters. Then another user posted, what do you call seven justices from the Colorado Supreme Court at the bottom of the ocean? Answer, a good start. A post whose images and links were included in the report noted a variety of methods that could be used to kill those perceived as Trump's enemies. Hollow point bullets, rifles, rope, or bombs. Kill judges, behead judges, roundhouse kick a judge into the concrete, read a post on a website. Slam dunk a judge's baby into the trash can. The threats fit into a predictable and familiar pattern seen time and again after legal developments against President Trump. A man who had been at the U.S. Capitol, and this is after the FBI searched Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. You remember that? The raid on Mar-a-Lago. After that happened, a man who had been at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, attacked the FBI field office in Cincinnati with a nail gun while holding an AR-15 rifle. When a grand jury in Georgia indicted Trump, some of his supporters posted the grand jurors' addresses online. When U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan was assigned to Special Counsel Jack Smith's federal election interference case against Trump, she faced threats from Trump supporters. Daniel J. Jones, who is the president of Advanced Democracy, which is keeping record of these threats, said the consistency of violent threats and rhetoric was especially concerning. The normalization of this type of violent rhetoric and lack of remedial action by social media entities, he wrote, is cause for significant concern. Trump's statements, which have sought to delegitimize and politicize the action of the courts, is serving as a key driver of the violent rhetoric. Political leaders on both sides of the political aisle need to speak out against these calls for violence, and social media platforms need to reassess their role in hosting and promoting this rhetoric. What a lot of people are feeling is, okay, this is happening now, when the overwhelming assumption by most people who actually taken the time to look at this and look at the details and look at the nature of the case is the Supreme Court is going to step in. Trump will not be banned from the ballot in Colorado. He will not be banned from the ballot in any state. It'll be up to voters to decide whether they want to install him in the presidency or not, not up to judges. Now, with all of that happening now, try to imagine if it goes the other way. If the Supreme Court says that under the insurgency clause, the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, Trump and many other states can be banned not just in Colorado, but in 16 other states, it would make it impossible for him to win the presidency. One of the states in question is Texas, which is the most electoral votes in any red state. And this really could be a decision, if the Supreme Court makes it, that determines at least not the outcome of the election necessarily, but the outcome of Trump's campaign. Meanwhile, all of this is contributing to a dark view by the American people. There's a new Marist poll out of Marist University in Poughkeepsie, New York. The majority of Americans are looking to 2024 with a deeper than normal sense of pessimism and dread. The poll, which surveyed 1,130 adults, found nearly 6 in 10 respondents, 59%, admitting they were more pessimistic than optimistic about the coming year, 2024. The highest level of negative feelings since 2018. And while more than 7 in 10 respondents predicted their personal family finances will either stay the same or get better in 2024, 3 in 10 expect their personal finances will get worse. The greatest share in 14 years. We'll be right back with other states with ballot challenges coming up on the MedNet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
And there is that soft, comforting annual feeling about the Christmas season, and we're about to go into the weekend right before Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day coming up. And with all of that going on, you'd like to think of Charlie Brown's Christmas, which, by the way, I think is right up there. I think the two greatest Christmas movies, Christmas entertainments, are Charlie Brown's Christmas, which is a glorious feat of animation and writing. And it also is surprisingly religious in the best possible way. And It's a Wonderful Life, which it doesn't matter how many times you see it. It's one of those films that makes you glad to be alive. Yeah, and Eight Crazy Nights, which is a well-intentioned Hanukkah movie by Adam Sandler, who, of course, is famous for writing that Here Comes Hanukkah, Put On My Yarmulke, writing that Hanukkah song. It has its moments, but I don't think that would be one of the great holiday moments here. And by the way, it goes to the basic point that for Jewish people, Hanukkah is a wonderful festival. It is a minor holiday. It is not one of the big ones like Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Passover. Anyway, no holiday in the political wars. There was an exchange between President Biden and Donald Trump. And for people who actually are looking forward to a race between these two, just consider this for a moment. Trump was, pardon me, Biden was getting on an airplane, and this is yesterday, and we played it on the air. He was asked by a reporter who called out, "Is Trump an insurrectionist, sir?" And Biden first said, "I'm not going to comment on that because it's a court case." And then he reconsidered and he gave an answer. And here's what he said. He said, "Well, I think that was certainly self-evident. You saw it all." This answering the question, is Trump an insurrectionist? Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I'll let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. No question about it. None. Zero. And he seems to be doubling down on about everything anyway. So Trump came back with his response described in Mediaite as a the way that a five-year-old might argue with a sibling rival. And here is President Trump's response in its entirety. "I am not an insurrectionist." And then in parentheses, "peacefully and patriotically," the words that he used to describe the way he wanted people to march to the Capitol building. In any event, leaving out that parentheses, it's "I'm not an insurrectionist, crooked Joe Biden is," triple exclamation points. Okay, this is a new one, because you can accuse Biden of a lot of things. How do you accuse him credibly of being an insurrectionist? Did he lead the insurrection when he was vice president, or in between when he was vice president and was president? Again, it's mind-boggling. But also mind-boggling is the situation that we have right now, where Trump eligibility, as the headline says in the New York Times, is challenged in other states. And Nick Horasanadi reports that this week's decision by the Colorado Supreme Court to disqualify former President Donald J. Trump from holding office again was the first victory for a sprawling legal effort that is still unfolding across the country. At least 16 other states currently have pending legal challenges to Mr. Trump's eligibility for office under the 14th Amendment. According to a database maintained by Lawfare, which is a nonpartisan site dedicated to national security issues, the lawsuits argue that he is barred because he engaged in an insurrection with his actions surrounding the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. And one of the most noteworthy things about the Colorado case is that the justices of the Colorado Supreme Court, all of whom were appointed by Democrats, by the way, they're all seven Democrats, they voted 4-3 to decide that, yes, Trump did engage in insurrection, which is the language which is appropriate for the disqualification. Four of these lawsuits in Michigan, Oregon, New Jersey, and Wisconsin were filed in state courts. There have been 11 lawsuits in Alaska, Arizona, Nevada, New York, New Mexico, South Carolina, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, what's killer about that is that they include Texas, they include West Virginia, Wyoming. Those are sure thing Trump states that he would win if he were allowed on the ballot. And no one knows what happens if he's taken off the ballot. Could people still write in his name and allow him to win the electors in Texas and Wyoming and West Virginia, where he is bound to win? There are also a bunch of swing states here, Arizona and Nevada, very prominently included, and Michigan and Wisconsin. So this really could impact the election, despite the fact that there's no real chance, whether he's on the ballot or off the ballot, he will carry Colorado. Last time, Biden won Colorado by almost 14 percentage points. The Trump campaign has said it will appeal the ruling in Colorado, in which the state Supreme Court said it would put its decision on hold, meaning that it is not in effect until January 4th. January 4th, if you look at the calendar, it's 2 weeks, in hopes of receiving guidance from the U.S. Supreme Court. Will they get that guidance before 2 weeks from now, before January 4th? One can only hope. If the U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear the appeal, the Colorado Supreme Court's hold will be temporarily lifted, and Mr. Trump will be eligible to be placed on the state's Republican primary ballot until the nation's top court reaches a decision, according to the Colorado Department of State. Such an appeal would also likely freeze the other lawsuits. If the Supreme Court takes the case, it will effectively stay the proceedings in all of the other cases, said J. Michael Luttig, a retired and very conservative appeals court judge who was a leading supporter of bringing a 14th Amendment challenge. Where does John Bolton stand on this? And what about the idea of pushing for a ceasefire and dealing with the Houthis, who are a threat to the world's economy and to U.S. security? We'll be talking about all of that with John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Still no vote on a ceasefire from the UN. They've once again postponed that vote on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Following hours of intense negotiations, the United States requesting that the vote be deferred until 10 a.m. Eastern tonight. California considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden States ballot. IKEA facing disruptions caused by attacks on ships in the Red Sea. by Houthi rebels. They are assessing alternative supply routing options. Military promotions are back after Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville lifted his blockade, yielding to pressure from within his own party. He had been obstructing all military promotions since February to express his objection to the Pentagon's abortion policy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Not a great deal of international news right now that falls into the Christmas spirit, unless you want to talk about the spirit of a Christmas carol where you're looking both behind at spirit of Christmas past, and that's grim, and then the spirit of Christmas future is most scary of all in Christmas carol. So what do you do? Well, we talk to John Bolton, who's a serious spectator of world events and participant in world events. He was a former ambassador to the UN, a former national security assistant to President Trump. He is the author of the best-selling memoir, which is marvelously readable, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. Okay, right now, we are facing so many different challenges. Maybe we can start with one that most people are just waking up to, which is the Houthis and their threat to international trade. Right now, we have a number of allies who are working with the United States, the British and the Canadians and Bahrain and the French, providing naval resources to try to subdue the Houthis. And the Houthis are saying that they will consider this a full war if they are attacked at all. Where are we going with this threat to shipping in the Red Sea, Ambassador Bolton?
Well, it's a good question. I'm not sure the Biden administration really has a clear idea what they want to do. And I think part of the problem is it's emblematic of their lack of a clear understanding of what's happening across the Middle East generally. This Hamas war against Israel isn't something that Hamas is doing entirely on its own. Hamas didn't wake up one fine morning and say, hey, let's attack Israel and, by the way, potentially commit suicide. Iran for some time has been trying to create what they call the Ring of Fire around Israel, supporting terrorist groups and others all with the objective of coordinated action. And I think right now we're in the middle of coordinated action against Israel. I can't discern exactly what the strategy is. I'm not sure it's going particularly well from Iran's point of view, but I think this is you have to look at the region as a whole. And the Houthi role in this is to do what they have come very close to doing, and that is close the Red Sea and, in effect, therefore, the Suez Canal to international maritime traffic. The Israeli seaport of Eilat is essentially already closed. But the Suez Canal, which is an economic lifeline for Egypt, is increasingly inactive. Maritime insurance rates are going up. Maritime costs are going up. It's entirely possible we'll go up the price very soon. And this is a way of putting pressure on Israel, the United States, and its friends to accede to the international pressure that's growing against Israel, not to finish off Hamas. There are other aspects to this, the attacks that Shia militia in Iraq, like the Houthis, like Hamas, like Hezbollah, armed, trained, equipped, financed by Iran, the Shia militia groups in Iraq are attacking American military and civilian positions. Over 100 attacks since October the 7th. So all of this, when you look at this big picture, it cries out for a coherent strategic response against Iran, which is the center of it. That's not what we're getting from the Biden administration or, frankly, anybody else at this point.
Well, at this point, Hamas and Islamic Jihad have turned down the previous Israeli offer of a ceasefire in return for release of the hostages. What do you think is the game as far as Hamas is concerned? There are now new figures from Admiral Hagari, who is a spokesperson for the IDF, that there are some 9,000 Hamas fighters, terrorists, who have been killed on October 7th and since October 7th by the Israeli war effort. And what does Hamas gain precisely by hanging on indefinitely?
Well, this is where I think we have evidence that maybe the Iranian strategy is failing. I mean, they may have seized the initiative in the barbaric attack on October the 7th. They may have thought things would move in their direction. But it could well be that they simply did not anticipate the resolve of Israel in striking back and declaring as its objective a legitimate exercise of Israel's right to self-defense, that they weren't just going to retaliate for the October 7 attack. They were going to eliminate Hamas. So casualties, I think, have been greater than what Hamas anticipated. Israel's resolve, including in the past couple of months, resisting a lot of pressure from the Biden White House, Israel's resolve has been stronger. And they may now be worried that so many Hamas fighters will be put out of the battle, that their network of tunnels could be completely destroyed. And that is also a legitimate objective. And that the defeat that they're in the process of suffering may be difficult, if not impossible, to recover from. So I think they're trying to buy time. I think they're probably at this point trying to get their leaders out of the Gaza Strip. And, of course, many of them have been out for quite some time, and trying to save what they can from what increasingly appears to be an impossible situation for them. And they will simply live to fight again. If the plans that the Biden administration has to put the Palestinian Authority in charge of the Gaza Strip, effectively to rebuild what for decades has not been anything except a multi-story refugee camp, we're going to be back where we were on October the 6th within the foreseeable future. So this is a test of continued Israeli resolve, and really a test of the United States to see if we're serious about eliminating this terrorist threat.
Speaking with Ambassador John Bolton, concerning the other front of battle, where you have made several strong comments, you believe that the decision by the Colorado Supreme Court to keep President Trump's name off the ballot because of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution which was ratified in 1868, by the way, that that was a misguided and misplaced decision. Why?
Well, the provision of the 14th Amendment at issue talks about disqualifying people from public office, federal level office, because of participation in an insurrection. I think what they understood insurrection to be when the 14th Amendment was written was the Civil War. That was an insurrection. While I have absolutely no doubt that January the 6th was one of the saddest days of American history, and I have no sympathy for anybody who participated in breaking into the Capitol and disrupting the electoral count, it does not rise to the level of insurrection. Moreover, the 14th Amendment isn't self-executing. That is to say, it doesn't make clear exactly how it's going to be determined who committed an insurrection and whether the punishment of being barred from office should apply. But it does say in Section 5 that Congress shall have authority by law to enforce this section. Congress, for whatever reason, for 150 years, has not provided any guidance. And it's just incoherent constitutionally to leave it to 50 state court systems to decide an obviously critical question, a question of democratic theory, who's going to be eligible to be on the ballot to be president. And I think this is going to have to go to the Supreme Court. As many people have observed, there are already three or four other states which have said that Trump should be on the ballot, so there's a split. It's for the Supreme Court to decide.
Okay, we'll talk about how the Supreme Court is likely to decide and more on the future of the war in the Middle East and American security and membership in NATO. That and much more with Ambassador John Bolton coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Michael Medved show, there was a surprising poll. I'm speaking to John Bolton right now, the former National Security Advisor, former UN ambassador from the United States. That was in the Bush administration. The poll that I'm looking at that is a stunning surprise, and again, publicized in a very pro-Trump outlet, the New York Post. It says that the poll by YouGov showed that a majority of Americans, including a quarter of self-described Republicans, say they support the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to disqualify former President Trump from the state's primary ballot. That, according to a flash poll, 54% of respondents either strongly or somewhat approved of the court's ruling, while only 35% said they either strongly or somewhat approved. Do you believe that the majority of Americans actually support the ruling to keep Trump off the ballot?
Well, I think a lot of people are such fierce opponents of Trump that they've succumbed to the end justifies the means approach to it, anything that will keep Trump off the ballot. And I think this ruling is a good example why that logic is not going to succeed, because Trump, I think, has already taken what looks like an adverse ruling for him, subject to review by the federal Supreme Court. But right now, a ruling that if it were put into force would keep him off the ballot has turned that into another reason why people should vote for him, because the deep state is trying to prevent him from getting on the ballot and frustrating the will of the voters. I mean, this is consistent with what happens when Trump gets indicted four times and his public approval rating goes up. So if your real objective is to keep Trump out of the Oval Office, this continued resort to legal devices to do it has proven itself over and over again to have the opposite effect than what you say you want. I want to see Trump defeated. And yet if things like this case in Colorado come up, and even though it looks like he suffered a defeat and that makes the virtuous feel good, in fact, it's made his position stronger.
Do you think the same thing will be true as the trial goes forward with Jack Smith concerning the stolen election charges and President Trump's participation in what Jack Smith doesn't allege this? It's not part of what he's prosecuting President Trump for, but certainly implied with some of the material that his office released yesterday, the idea that President Trump was behind the riots that some people characterize as an insurrection on January 6th.
Yeah, I think the Trump lawyers are desperately scared of both federal cases, and I think their strategy of delay to push them past the elections and hope Trump wins and can then dismiss them when he becomes president, or if he actually gets convicted at some point to pardon himself, demonstrates they don't want to go to trial. And the most recent example was their paper filed in the Supreme Court saying they don't want a quick decision on whether or not Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for acts during his presidency. If he were really innocent and they felt they could prove it and they weren't worried about it, they'd say, we want this stain removed from our candidates' candidacy here before the election. We don't want people seeing this charge thinking he might be guilty. But no. They say, we don't want to rush this. We want to take as long as you want to take, because that is consistent with their strategy of delay. But we have also seen through the course of these legal proceedings from the indictment on through, nothing has happened yet, I believe, that has harmed Trump's public support. I think a conviction by a jury would harm Trump's support, but we don't know when we're going to get it. And the later it comes, the harder it is to see a conviction, even a conviction, being dispositive in defeating Trump.
Okay, your expertise as foreign policy has been throughout your career. Looking at the threats that the United States is facing around the world, from Russia and the Ukraine war, from Hamas and other terrorist organizations in the Middle East, China against Taiwan, the Houthis and Iran, what are the top two threats to the United States for the year ahead, for 2024?
Well, I think we've actually moved into a new period of foreign policy. I think the post-Cold War era is now definitively over. And I think for the foreseeable future, the dominant issue is the Chinese-Russian axis, which they've now clearly formed. Unlike the Cold War, China is the dominant partner, Russia is the junior partner. They've got their outriders, North Korea, Iran, Syria, Belarus. And these struggles in Ukraine, in the Middle East, and whatever China may do along its Indo-Pacific periphery, Taiwan, as you mentioned, certainly one vulnerable place, really tie together, because they're in existing conflicts, they're providing mutual support for one another. And I don't think here in the United States we fully grasp the strategic implications of a new global threat, not at least that I can discern ideological, like the Cold War, but maybe a 19th century power politics kind of threat. On a global, not a regional basis. And I think that really relates to the other problem, which is a domestic problem. We in the Republican Party face a virus of isolationism, in part, substantial part, attributable to Donald Trump, but coupled with the lack of any kind of national security wing in the Democratic Party. No Scoop Jackson, no Joe Lieberman anymore, no Dean Acheson, that's for sure. We face a situation where our defense budget is utterly inadequate to deal with the range of threats we face: conventional land warfare in Europe, the threat of terrorism in the Middle East, who knows what from China. We need our political leadership to talk seriously to the American people to explain this new threatening environment we face and talk about what we need to do about it. And right now, that's not happening.
Do you think that either President Biden in a second term or President Trump in his second term are capable of giving that kind of leadership that you're talking about, Ambassador Bolton?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I don't think Trump will ever have that capability, because he doesn't think in broad philosophical or strategic terms. He doesn't even think in policy terms as we conventionally understand what that means. It's entirely transactional, entirely seen through the prism of what benefits Donald Trump. And, you know, Biden may once have had that capability, but the blunt reality is he doesn't anymore. And I think what the Democratic Party needs is, as the British say, a group of men in gray suits to go in and say, Mr. President, it's time for you to retire. There's no sign that that's going to happen. So even though 70% of the people in public opinion polls say they don't want a repeat of Trump versus Biden, I must say at this point that looks like we're going to get.
Who possibly could persuade President Biden to step down other than Mrs. Biden? She appears to be the most important voice in the country on this issue, no?
Well, that's perfectly logical. I don't know what her opinion is, but from a position of an observer, it looks like she enjoys being first lady. She may not be willing to carry that message.
And who could?
I think it's got to be the top leaders of the Democratic Party. I mean, I think of people like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, even though she's no longer Speaker or Democratic leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, her successor. 3-4 people like that. I mean, it's sort of like when Republican senators went to tell Richard Nixon if the House impeached him and he went to trial in the Senate, he would be convicted. There's Hugh Scott from the Senate, John Rhodes, the Republican leader in the House, and of course Barry Goldwater, Mr. Conservative, delivered the bad news. And that's what put Nixon on the road to resignation. Some comparable group of people has to tell Biden that. Otherwise, Biden's unpopularity, which the Democratic members of Congress feel but their leaders don't articulate, I think could well result in Trump being elected, notwithstanding everything that we've just talked about, the criminal indictments and all the rest. And I just think that would be have tragic potential consequences for the country.
Could anyone play that role with Trump, the Barry Goldwater role? Someone stepping forward and saying, okay, nice idea to have your third race for the presidency successful, but it's not going to be step aside. Anyone who could make that case?
I don't know of anybody on the Republican side yet. I mean, it's just a sad commentary on the state of the political leadership of both parties, I think.
John Bolton, his book, which is marvelously entertaining, a little bit alarming because it's of its inside view of American foreign policy in the last years of the Trump administration. The book is called The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And thank you for your service, your clarity, and best wishes for the holiday to John Bolton in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.